It's October 10, the day in 1962 when Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers recorded this novelty hit just in time for Halloween.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
One of the biggest video games of all time, Pac-Man, was released on this day in 1979. In 1984, baby John Burgess became the host of one of Australia's favourite game shows.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yep, it's Wheel of Fortune time.
And it's the anniversary of the day that Matthew Hayden claimed the record for the biggest test score, putting on 380 versus Zimbabwe in 2003.
And that's it. That's a great shot. Up go the arms of Matthew Hayden.
October 10 birthdays, AFL great Big Bad Carl Ditterich is 74. He played with St Kilda and the Demons and was captain coach of Melbourne in the 79-80 season.
My aim to play football, that's the only way I can play football. I can't adopt it any other way. I've been playing like that ever since I can remember.
David Lee Roth is 65. The lead singer of Van Halen and fashion icon had a couple of solo hits, including this cover of a Beach Boys classic. Aussie comedian Wendy Harmer is 64 today.
People do ask me, you know, what's your secret of staying young? And I just say, well, I just tell people that I'm 15 years older than I am.
The man regarded as the best coach in the NRL, Melbourne Storm boss Craig Bellamy, turned 60. As a player, he won a premiership in 1990 with the Raiders.
We all work hard as coaches too, and we've got some influence on it. Certainly, being out there on the field and playing the grand final winning side was the highlight for me.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the day that we lost the actor who became best known as the Man of Steel. Christopher Reeve died in 2004, age 52.
Lois, there's something I have to tell you. I'm really...
I was, at first, really nervous about tonight.
Remembering Christopher Reeve on October 10.